You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
From Minnesota. Hello, Dina.
Hi.
How
are you?
Oh, good, good.
Good. This is the first time I've heard your show. I was actually getting ready for work and was kind of captured by a lot of what you said.
Yes, and I'm glad.
I see a lot of truth in what you say, and I think it's great. And that you share, or that I share, a lot of the same views that I guess that you have.
Uh-huh.
And
but you know, what's nice about that, you see, there's a recognition of the unspoken truths that lives in the hearts of most people.
Right.
And that's bottled up in there because so many people are cuckoo.
Right. But I had a question for you, and you touched a little bit about, you know, when some people go to the doctor and, you know, they're depressed or anxiety, and the doctor just prescribes them a pill.
Yeah.
And, you know, that doesn't solve everything. You know, that's not the answer.
It actually makes it worse.
You see, that's where I'm kind of confused right now, because I am on Zoloft for, you know, the doctor said anxiety. But
Zoloft sounds like a Russian's conspiracy.
But, you know, I guess I don't know. For me, I feel like it does me good, but I feel that I...
Well, it will for a while, but it doesn't solve... If you have anxiety disorder of some kind...
Right.
It is surely... It's one of two things. You have a real medical problem that produces anxiety.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that does happen.
Sure.
And it's a signal that something's wrong and you can't sleep and you have anxiety until you fix it.
Right.
But if your anxiety is strictly because of an emotional thing, and you're not reacting properly, you're not dealing with life like a Jesus would teach you, then pills are dulling your conscience and taking, you know, have you ever heard the sound of one hand clapping? You don't hear it. You need two hands to clap to make friction.
Right.
So your conscience, if you get rid of one side of the, you get rid of one hand, which is you get rid of the conscience, it doesn't bother you. You feel okay about yourself. Your conscience is saying to you, Dina, there's something wrong with your life, but it's in wordless way. It's creating a friction, a conflict, that if you get rid of it by means of drugs or pills or cleverness, of pharmaceutical cleverness, it's... Yes, you feel better. Yes, you can work. Yes, you can live longer, but you also are still reacting the same way that's accumulating, so that it will become either worse and you need more pills, or it actually morphs into physical illness that you can't connect. It's called psychosomatic. Eventually, it becomes an illness itself. Then they treat that too.
Do you think that is, do you think that it's possible maybe to balance both?
I tell you what. Oh, yes, you can use medicine and you can use your meditation. But if you use the meditation exercise, though, there'd be still a no thing I'm teaching you, and you become a whole person. The reason, if it is that friction, it will go away. It's almost like if you don't have a headache, you don't need an aspirin. So I will help you to get rid of the headache, the conflict, by living right, learning to adjust the way you react. And if it's only in the reaction, which is not living right, in other words, sinning, in other words, put it in simple terms.
Right.
If it's in the sin, which is the disobedience to yourself because you're getting upset, reacting to the world, obeying them, the pressures of life, then the problem will go away on its own, and then you'll know that it's not physical. But if you use the meditation or the be still and know process, and you'll be able to see what you're eating wrong or what you're doing wrong that is contributing to this. You see what I mean?
You know, I agree. It's just, you know, I think for a lot of people, and myself included, it's just, you know, it's...
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to send you my CD, and next week you're going to be better. May I give it to you with no charge, please?
Oh, sure.
You seem like a very decent human being. And that I could easily help. And I don't want to be, too commercial about this. I would just like you to have it.
Oh, no, not at all. Because I'm 27 years old, and I'm at a point in my, I guess,
I hear it.
Spirituality or my spiritual relationship with Christ or my.
I know. Husband. I can hear you. I hear you.
What a great comparison you used. You know, to say, you know, your conscience is. It could be the Holy Spirit, which I...
That's right, it is. That's exactly what it is. Look, I've got 1 minute to say goodbye to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. You keep listening. I don't know if you have 2 hours up there in Minnesota.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you get the second hour then.
Okay.
Okay, so, but hold on. I'll give your name and address to my producer, okay. And you'll have it in about 10 days.
Great. Thank you so much.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
We're going to go to Frank in California. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Roy. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. And how can I help you?
I had a call. My mom listens to your radio station a lot.
Yes.
And she tells me that... she understands that your understanding of Jesus Christ as not God and...
I prefer not to answer the question because I don't want to be a dissembler in Christianity. I'd much rather you see it for yourself. So your understanding is wrong because, you know, I may have personal beliefs about that, but I don't want to impose it on you because you have to see that for yourself. This is something... that someone can't just tell you, because how would you know if they were right? This is a very serious issue. Let us say he's God and he isn't. All right? And you believe he's God when he isn't, and that's not what he said he was. And so, but the devil comes along and says that Jesus is God. Unless you believe he's God, you're going to go to hell. So you believe it out of fear. Well, you believe wrongly, you will go to hell, so to speak, because this is a linchpin of what Christianity is. He either isn't or is. There used to be two views on that before Emperor Constantine changed it because he was a god, therefore he believed that Jesus could be, and therefore, and that was his idea, and that's where the prevalent idea comes down to us to this day. However, is Jesus God or is he the Son of God doing the will of the Creator? That's completely two opposite things, and one of them is correct and one of them isn't. I won't tell you. Even Jesus said to Peter, he said, who do you think I am? So he gave him the answer, and he says, blessed are you, Peter, because flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. So who am I to be flesh and blood to reveal it to you? Why don't you see it for yourself? And don't let anybody tell you. And say, if you don't believe it this way, my way, you're going to go to hell because that kind of person has believed it in a wrong way, clearly. Even if it's the right answer, you can still believe it in a wrong way. You can believe it because someone told you. That's no good. And you can believe it because you see it for yourself. That's good. So why should I play that game? When I know better not to tell you. I can tell you what my opinion is, my belief, but that shouldn't be necessarily yours. But what good that would do? That would tempt you to believe what I believe.
I was reading the Bible, Hebrews 1:7.
Mm-hmm.
It says, God speaks of his angels as messengers swift as the wind and as servants made of flaming fire. But of his son, he says, your kingdom, comma, O God, capital G-O-D, comma, will last forever and ever.
Well, I don't know. I understand your kingdom, O God. I don't know what this reference is. I don't know if it's translator problem I mean, do you think they don't translate incorrectly, and it's a personal opinion of the translator, and you can get, there's about 24 different translations of the same thing, and each one is different, and we actually could start a whole new religion from each one.
Yeah, there's a lot of religions that start from that.
I know that. And of course, Jesus was once asked, he says, when are the end going to come? He says, no one knows, only the Father, not even the Son. So what do you make of that? See? Silence. Come. You can pick one. I can pick one, too. So where do we go?
Well, everybody's looking for truth.
I know, but you won't find it in somebody else's translation. I'll give you another error in translation. Lead us not into temptation. Do you think God leads people into temptation? Or should it say, lead us away from temptation? Wouldn't the translation be better if it was... It says it's just the wrong use of a synonym. See, lead us away from temptation rather than not into. And also, resist not evil. Don't you think there's something wrong with not resisting evil? I mean, it means you're going to give into it? Is that what you're supposed to do? What's the purpose of salvation if you're going to give into resist? That doesn't make better sense. Translator. You know, translation problems. How about resent not evil? Because resent and resist are synonyms. You can pick one, one makes sense and one doesn't. Resent not evil. That's how you resist it, by not resisting it. Because when you resent it, you're falling into exactly what they want you to do. So when you resent not evil, see, you are not giving evil power.
I understand what you're saying.
See, in other words, you are not resisting it. You are resisting it, but you are not resisting it in a way that causes you eventually to give in to the intimidation. It is a much better word that makes you resentment. You don't find the word resentment in the Bible anywhere. I don't think you can find it in King James's. There's not one single word resentment. And resentment is the most important word they've left out. The one I use all the time. You hear me use the word resent because as a professional hypnotist, I have discovered the dark side of human nature and how evil operates. They operate through you, irritating you into resentment and resisting them in a way that causes them to control you. Why is that taken out of the Bible? That, to me, is a very wicked thing. Someone did a number on that. That
was
word is missing.
In the first place?
Oh, I guarantee it was. Okay. There was a word that meant that. There was a word that meant it, and they changed it. I guarantee you the words in that word, a word that meant that exact same thing, that implied the same, they knew it. In his Jesus' time, they knew it. They didn't say, they never said, resist not evil. Nonsense. Resent it not. See? Don't resist it that way. Because if you resent evil, you'll be separated from the good. That's because resentment is a form of hatred. And resentment is actually hatred itself. You never see hatred until it's too late. Hatred is a pile of resentments. Resentment separates you from God. It's the handmaiden of judgment. And it allows the dark side to get inside you and rise up and puff up in judgment of another human being. And then with the judgment of yourself, you got depression. And then the enemy has you. That's what terrorism is all about, to irritate you and to upset you into submission. And the key is your own resentment. The key is your resentment is your Achilles heel, and those who translated the Bible should know better. And people who preach from the pulpit should know better. But everybody runs on resentment. Earthy people run on resentment. Resentment is impatience. And impatience is the opposite to patient endurance, which is faith. Now, I make sense, do I not?
I understand what you're saying. Yes, you do make sense.
I make absolute sense. Absolutely positive sense, because you can't resent evil and not be able to resist it incorrectly. That's resistance with your own will. And a person who has the will of God in him can endure, patiently endure. And the enemy, adversary, gets upset, becomes resentful because you're not resentful. He can't beat you. And he just gets angry and angry and angry, and your good gets inside them. And because you can endure their wickedness. See? Like the roadrunner. Beep, beep.
I hear what you're saying. The thief that died on the cross, the one that said, this man was innocent, talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Yeah. That was all he needed, didn't it?
Right.
That was a complete Bible lesson right there. He saw good in this man. And the other thief was like just every other thief. There are two different kinds of thieves. There's two different kinds of homosexuals. There's two different kinds of murderers. There's two different kinds of adulterers. There's two different kinds of everybody that does something wrong. One recognizes it, and the other one doesn't. And the other one curses the guy that recognizes it, because he's on his way to the kingdom, and the light's shining in him already. He just needs it reinforced. And there, Jesus on the cross gives him the example to the thief on the cross, as well as to everybody else that's watching him die. He gives this example to the thief on the cross. He says, I see where you're coming from. And, this man has done nothing. And therefore, there's a love there for that man. And the other man says, you're so smart, take yourself off. See, he's a different kind of thief. He's the thief all the way through, right into these bones and beyond. And lots of people, just never want to face their problems. And they can cover it up with a veneer of religiosity, Jews, Christians, Muslims. They just hide behind religion, and they never get better. And I'm a free thinker, but I'm more Christian than most Christians are Christian, because I understand Jesus. And my Jewish brethren, they think of, because of the because I suppose because the Nazis held themselves out to be Christian, and they did in the beginning, and the churches failed in those days. They did. Some didn't. Some churches didn't fail, but they got, they got executed for it. The preachers did, but there's just a minority of them didn't fail, and so therefore they think of Christianity as, they had a bad experience with Christianity, because most Christians in their experience haven't been Christians, but they've forgotten Christians saved and called Americans. See what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
See, they just cling to their religion, and I don't cling to anything. I just take the good out of it and find what it means. And it's the meaning of the words, not the verses and chapters, that, which is the final, the final chapter in our lives. Transcend the meaning. Transcend the words. Comes up to meaning. All of a sudden, I get it. I see it. And now it's your nature to be what the book says to be. But you can never be, you can never have the nature just by a goose-stepping to the book, ever.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Have you received help from Roy Masters? Many thousands of people have, including a lot of very famous people. But I can tell you this, not a lot of people support this radio program. In matter of fact, very few people have supported it, thinking that, wow, he's so successful. And he is. But only when you, the listening audience, support him with your tax-deductible donations. We need your help. Very, very important. This is a special time of year that we ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it because this is an important cause. And so, right now, I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or, if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, and send your tax-deductible contribution. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to curestressapp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to curestressapp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at curestressapp.com. Feel free again. Go to curestressapp.com right now.
Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
James, hello.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
How are you doing, James?
Pretty good. I needed to call you today to get right to the point. I've learned that. Yesterday, I needed to call you today because I feel good today. But yesterday, I truly went through the whole gamut as far as, feeding the dark side. And I've been listening to your teaching now for a few months. I've got some understanding. But yesterday, I'm going to tell you, I really went through it, and I knew about the resentment of wanting to overeat, wanting to get high, wanting to act out in pornography and all those things that was going on in my head. And I wanted to, and I knew that it wasn't me.
Yes.
I knew that it was thoughts that was being fed into me from the dark side.
That's right. That's
I didn't care, Roy. I mean, I went to bed so depressed and wore out.
Now, no, the reason. No, let me stop you there. May I? You've called for an answer, haven't you, James? And I know what you're looking for.
You gave me the answer with the caller before me.
I did.
Either saved or unsaved. I mean, and I'm trying to be. I'm being patient and I'm waiting.
Well, but the point is here's where it is. Let's get right down to the nub of what you need to do, because it's really the nub of the. Because unless you get right to the root of getting a handle on the problem, there is no way of solving any of them. You follow?
Right.
If you don't know one and one makes two, you're never going to be Einstein, are you?
Right.
So it's the same thing with, your one plus, added to God, is surrendering yourself to your conscience, in other words. And so what you have to learn to do is to... Are you using the CD yet?
Well, here's the thing. I ordered the CD. I sent the money in last week. I'm still waiting on it.
Oh, so you haven't started yet. So it probably won't work until you get that, because there's something you're going to learn to do. There's one thing you're going to learn to do, and you can only do it if you're willing. So when I hear you're willing, it'll be just fine. But when you get it, you should have told them to send a special delivery, and they would have done it.
I wanted.
Okay.
You know why I didn't? What took me so long? Is because I refused to ask for it for free when I knew that the money was going towards negative things. I wanted to go be noble, like you said. I wanted to be noble, and so anyway, now I'm waiting.
Well, that's a kind thought, but still, it went to negative things. the thing is, look, what I'm going to show you how to do. Yeah, I don't know if you have time right this minute, but look around you. What do you see? What's the first thing you see?
My room.
Okay, but something in the room, what catches your attention? Look, just tell me anything. Pick something.
A picture on the wall.
All right. Now, look, you never noticed that picture until I asked you to be aware of your circumstance. You said your room. All of a sudden, you're standing in your room. But a minute ago, you were in your head talking to me.
Right.
You weren't aware of that room. Now, all of a sudden, look at that picture. and see if you can put a distance between you and the picture. So like it, sort of, it's like a weird, you know, when you have a drink, things look like distant. You ever had that feeling where you're driving your car and that you see your hands on the steering wheel and it's not your hands? You ever get that odd feeling?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now do that with the picture on the wall. Just look at the picture and sort of like, just see it there as a long way away. And you're looking as if you were looking through your eyes at this picture, and it's not, these are not your eyes, but you're somebody, you're the car, in, you're the driver inside the spaceship looking through the portal.
Okay.
Something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
Now, you're meditating when you do that. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
So if you go around and just looking at the bleakness of the buildings, you know, in Philadelphia, it's a pretty bleak place, isn't it? Especially in the wintertime. And the buildings look like two tombstones, don't they, sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just see it that way. And just look at the people walking in the street, fat ones, thin ones, look at their faces, and just look at them and look around you and smell the flowers.
But,
and when you're in the restaurants, in a cafeteria, you hear the tinkling of the forks and knives and the plates and the silverware.
Okay, but now listen, let me just say this one thing.
That's all. Now, did you get the point about standing back and looking at the world as if you were a visitor from another planet?
Yes, I understood that because this is what you've been teaching. Now,
yeah, but if you can do that with your thoughts, when those thoughts come, can you stand back from those thoughts rather than struggling with them? Because they do awaken feelings, because you've usually commanded them to do that for you so that you can submerge yourself in them and forget your conscience, forget your conflicts, you see.
And now, let me say this. Yesterday, even though I wanted to act out on eating and I wanted to get high, I didn't.
Good.
I did.
That's good. It's an improvement.
That was definitely an improvement.
Yeah, but now you just need to magnify the improvement, and it's very, very, make it simpler and simpler. When you learn to meditate, what you're going to get, do you have a computer, or are you on?
No.
Can you get, okay. Well, what you're going to learn to do, and I'll try to help you with that a little bit now. The little concentration exercise I'm going to give you will show you how to get above thoughts, you see, and become self-aware. So you can weigh, for instance, be aware of your right ear. See, you weren't thinking about your right ear, but I bring your attention to it. What happens to your right ear when you give your attention to it? Now, just tell me, just give your attention to your right ear, just for the hell of it, for the heaven of it, for a moment. What happens to your ear? What do you notice? Anything? How about a little tingling, a sense of a little tiny tingling? That means you know it's there. If it didn't tingle...
I know, I'm thinking about it. I'm aware of it.
Well, no, not thinking about it. Just be aware that it's there. There's a difference between thinking about it and just being conscious that it exists.
Okay.
Okay? If you are not thinking, I don't want you to take a picture of it.
Right.
Just know that it's there.
Be conscious that it exists.
Right? Now, it tingles. Actually, you can make it tingle just by being conscious of it. Just a little tiny buzz. Just very, very faint.
Yeah.
Okay. You're meditating. You're energizing that part of your body. Now, when you sit and meditate and you get above your thoughts and you be aware of your hands, I'm going to teach you how to be aware of your hands as if you were praying a little bit, you know. Then what's happening is your whole body is becoming energized from within. And your conscience becomes active through that. And you find it very easy to stand back from thought. And the tease may come, but you don't struggle with it because you just look at it and say, oh, look at that, diddly-do. See?
Oh, I'm not there yet, I don't think.
But I'm going to teach you that. That's all I'm going to teach you. I don't need to teach you much else because the rest is, you know, your conscience overtaking you and acting through you instead of the bad guys.
And this feeling of, even though, and I was listening to you yesterday, and while I was listening to you, I was still going through it, and I wanted to do it.
See, you're a sincere, decent fellow. Thank you.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
James, you're one of, you know, you're my family. See, there's, I have a family out there of every race and color and creed and persuasion. And we all have the same understanding of things, and it's not hard to talk to people like yourself. And it's always good for me to talk to, hold on to a person like yourself because it helps me to grow, helping you to grow. Follow that? I want to be helpful to you and other listeners. So where are we now? You see how simple, what I'm saying is extremely simple, but there's a method to it. There's a way to hold on to that state so that you don't keep falling back into the dream world. You know, see what I mean? And get lost in that prison of thought. And that's all I want. And then you're going to be a free man, because you're going to be free only when the truth sets you free. You shall experience the truth, and the truth will set you free. But you see, you can't experience the truth unless you love what's right and you want to bond with it. But that to bond with that means to give your life over to it, means that you can do nothing else but right, where before you could do nothing else but wrong.
Right. And yesterday was the first time that I've experienced what I went through since I came to the light. Since
yes.
One day I was listening to you and I said, "Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
I understand that." And for like maybe a month now, there was just such a great relief. I didn't feel as though the enemy had that control, because I knew he was trying to feed me thoughts.
Well, hold it right there. Now, hold it right there. Do you see the magic of just being happy to see a truth about yourself, even if it's unpleasant?
Yeah, I know.
But it never used to be that way.
Yeah, I felt free, because I felt it was a pleasant thought, because I knew now it was no longer me thinking it, but it was the enemy inside me.
That's right. When you knew that truth, you didn't have to be so hard on yourself, did you?
No, I wasn't. I was free, and I felt good for a good month or better. I've been feeling great.
All right. Well, that's even without the teaching itself. Just listening to just me reaffirming that what you've all kind of knew all your life, but dared not to believe it, because
yesterday it went out the window. I was so angry. I didn't care. I mean, I was just.
Yeah, the anger does that, you see.
Yesterday, I just said, look, I just wanted to act out. I really did. For some reason, God knows, I don't understand why I didn't. You know, I didn't go. Didn't.
I know you didn't, because there's a restraining order inside you.
Even,
if you know what I mean. Did you hear what I said?
What did you say?
I said there's a restraining order inside you.
You know, I think.
You got the right one.
Like he was messing up my plans.
Yes.
You're messed up. But I was just, that's why I went to bed kind of like depressed and angry, saying, my God, what did I just go through? I better call Roy tomorrow and tell him about this.
Yes.
Because my plans got messed up, but I didn't act out on my plans, but there was a part of me that wanted to, and I knew that it was the enemy feeding me those thoughts. I knew if I just allowed my conscience to guide me into the light, you know, I knew I'd be better, but I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear you.
But you're seeing all this acted out in front of you. Don't you see that?
And then...
You'll go from better to better, but there will always be temptations. Now, understand this. Temptations will never go away.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Have you received help from Roy Masters? Many thousands of people have, including a lot of very famous people. But I can tell you this, not a lot of people support this radio program. In matter of fact, very few people have supported it, thinking that, wow, he's so successful, and he is. But only when you, the listening audience, support him with your tax-deductible donations. We need your help. Very, very important. This is a special time of year that we ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it, because this is an important cause. And so, right now I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month, or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or, if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and send your tax-deductible contribution. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer. because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to CureStressApp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to CureStressApp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at CureStressApp.com. Feel free again. Go to CureStressApp.com right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Rich has been waiting from Merced, California. I'm sorry, Richard, but I couldn't stop once I started.
You remind me of the guy in Plato's cave who went out and saw the light, the real world, came back to tell the people in the cave, and they didn't want anything to do with it.
There you go.
And, well, a lot of us do. And
I know you do.
And a lot of us are tuning in.
Well, I'm playing to, you see, while criticizing those who don't, I'm sort of getting those who do to take heart.
Yeah. My situation is I've been with this girl for some time. I was foolish enough to go out with her twice. Anyhow, I was strong enough to break off with her. She wants me back to finish me off, as far as I understand. Now she's trying these real sweet things that I was concerned about, with the crying, the things that she knows will work now. And
well, see, she's got you hooked. Anytime you have, anytime you use a woman, women are the most beautiful creatures on earth. A good one is worth their weight in rubies, you know. But the trouble is men hardly see the beauty in women. Including yourself, sir, you tend to look at women as, well, like, I don't know, ice cream sundaes and banana splits, something you can imbibe for your pleasure taking, and nothing more. And but when you do that, it's a misuse of women, and some women, the common variety of women, takes advantage of your misuse, your ignorance of your use, and exploits you and bonds you to her. And if you marry it, you're going to be into a living hell. That's why it's so important never to have sex before marriage. See? And never sort of identify, because immediately if you sin, you identify with the source. In other words, you become addicted to the approval of that which has invited you in or made you commit something other than what is right in the sight of your Creator. For example, a very simple example is the child who leaves the home in the morning and yields to pressure to take cocaine or drugs. He comes home at night with a different loyalty. And the minute you involve yourself with a woman, you lose the potential identity with eternal life, a Christ-like life, and you become involved. Your identity, your loyalty goes to that which now reinforces what has been put inside you through the experience, see? So you have to consider that, because the power, the pull of it, the tug of it, is much stronger than your ability to resist it, unless you have a little help from J.C. And I don't mean J.C. Penney. You see what I mean?
I don't follow the J.C. Penney part.
Well, J.C., Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Oh, you've got to have a little levity in this sort of thing.
Right. What is the nature? I mean, what is their purpose and motive for wanting to destroy?
Power. Power. Women use. You often hear the women on, you know, when you have these modern women talk about, oh, I love my freedom. I love the empowerment. Where do you think they get power from? They're by making men powerless. Setting them up so their tongue hangs out for the next fix.
She's all upset because she's lost that power. That's because she's having a tough time. And I guess that may be it.
Well, once she's tasted you, she's also sinned. See, once a woman gives herself to a man, she's addicted to degrading him. See, that, in other words, by servicing, that's why Hollywood is rich. Because these nothing little weenies, these nothing human beings who have developed this, they're compensatory, they're machines, or the people that have compensated for their insecurities. And they've developed these little dance routines, and they learn how to sing songs. And that's the only damn thing they can do. And they do it so well, but they sort of get, there's a hook. There's a sort of an emotional appeal that says, look, I'm one of your angels. I'm just paraphrasing here. I'm one of your angels. Look how much we angels love you. And so when you hear these people singing you and animating themselves and animating the lifeless you and making you feel alive, emotionally alive, man, everything wrong with you is reinforced. And oh, how you are beholden to the excitement they give you to make you feel alive while you're dying.
And they know they're killing us.
Yeah, they know, but they may. But then there are women who can't, prostitutes, women who prostitute themselves, who can't stop themselves from playing that role. And they're attracted to the wrong kind of men who encourage them to play that role. Because that kind of sexual love is the only love they've ever known. But once they become, once the predator in that female becomes addicted, she becomes a victim. Then she herself can either become a predator or become so hungry for love that she's preyed on.
She's the former.
Yeah, so a woman has to be, in order to marry six guys and get and every one of them die living with her, and she takes all the money.
Exactly.
Or she gets five or six kids, and then she dispenses with your services and goes to other guys. And then she has control over the family, because very often in a husband-wife relationships, women are very jealous. Generally, even good women are jealous of the stature of men. They always want to be boss. And if they make you the boss, well, that's only a sly way of making you the boss. And they're greater than the boss because they're the boss maker. Greater than the boss.
They're making a stake with the boss.
That's right. You, they even joke about that, don't they?
Yes. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Richard, you see, so this war goes on. This doesn't need to be a war. If you could just not use women and give and put a healthy distance between you before you indulge in reproducing children, and then while you're married, you're going to have to work out. You're going to have to get out of what you get into sooner or later, because even in marriage, the little lady that you married, a big part of your attraction was use, ego. And so even in marriage, you can become addicted to the affections of a woman. The rest of it, you're being held to the bacon, but she fries you in the pan. See what I mean?
Yes, I do.
All right. Are you armed now?
I'm on track.
Okay.
Thanks, Roy.
You're welcome. We're going to go to South Carolina. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Roy. How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about the faith seminar you were thinking about having.
Yeah.
My wife has been in the hospital for 3 months now. She's 54 years old. She started having strokes when she was in her 30s.
Oh, well, she's an angry lady. Isn't she?
Well, you know she is now, but she didn't used to be.
No, she didn't used to be. But she suppressed it. See, the thing is, you could not see it in the beginning.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but you couldn't see it. But she functioned from it. And she was a very obliging, nice lady on the surface.
Well,
she's as good.
Phony nice. You know?
Yeah, phony nice, that's right, on the surface.
I say she wasn't a phony nice. She was a sincere nice.
No. What you saw was not sincere. She's a good actor or actress. The actors on the screen are wonderful in acting the role of being really sincere. If you would meet those people in real life, you'd really believe they were sincere. Some people are very good at that. It's always been there.
Well, I think you're right. There's always been a little glitch, but she's.
It grows. It just grows. It just grows until you can't hide it anymore. And then she has these strokes, and then she starts to get frustrated. Then she starts to get frustrated with her illness. She gets angry at her illness. Because she thinks she doesn't deserve it because she's been so nice.
I understand how that works. And I think
she starts to hate God for bringing this on her.
Yeah.
And then you sympathize with her. You give her sympathy.
Well, she was a better man than I was.
No. You know what? But when my wife is phony, I say, you know what? That's phony. I won't let her get away with that.
Right.
But that's why she's lived as long as she has, healthy. So that's why she isn't nuts and I'm not nuts. Because I will not be confronted by phoniness and pretend, not know how to do it. Because, there are people who know how to be nice to you 1 minute and cruel the next. And
right.
When they're cruel, you're just about to speak up to them, and they put their nice face on and stop you.
Well, I'd like to help her in some way. I mean, like I say, if she goes back and forth, I know it's...
Hey, I tell you a little story. I got a telephone call from one of my listeners. He said, my mother is in hospital with a heart attack, and would you come and see her? And so, I said, yes, I will. And so... She's there with the oxygen mask. And but instead of saying, how are you? How are you feeling? And the usual, you phony nonsense. I walked up to her. She was pretty sick. And I did the unthinkable. I sat next to her and whispered in her ear, have you been angry? And she nods her head. I said, what have I told you about being angry? What happens to you? Didn't you call the other day on the radio? Yeah. I said, look what happens when you get upset. You're paying a price, aren't you? Serves you right. See? And you got what you... This is your wake-up call. See, you don't have to die from this. Just admit it. You know she was out of the hospital the next day?
That's great.
You see, there's something about getting a person in that crisis to see their mistake. It's a teaching moment. The crisis is actually a teaching moment.
Yeah.
So what to say what you know, what needs to be said where it penetrates.
But what I was asking Dennis was, I don't expect any, she's severely disabled physically. And
well, yeah, it's quite possible, but there's possibility.
I'm not looking for a healing in any physical disabilities. If we could just fix
the soul.
Anger. Yeah,
that's right. I know that, but you've been,
she's
but
still
fixing.
In there, you know what I mean?
I know
there.
She is, but you need somehow to have the strength of character to love her and say, look, you know, I don't know how I can help. You can take a copy of this tape to her, and
I probably will.
That wouldn't hurt. And then say, this man's right. You know, your anger doesn't profit you much, Dolly, whatever her name is. You see?
Yeah. Fine.
And that if you can just realize that you're paying a price to stop being angry at God, because you're not as nice a person on the inside as you thought you were. This is the consequences of your own self delusion of worth. I'm sure when she was a little girl, let me give you a little background without even knowing her. She's a little girl, she was badly treated. And she was made to feel inferior.
Yeah, and physically abused in her first place.
There you are. So therefore she made up her mind she's gonna be the very best person she's gonna be. But she did it over the top of hate. In other words, there's in Romeo and Juliet, there's a clue that Shakespeare understood this of Juliet saying about Romeo. She's saying this in Scene 1, Act 5. She says, out of my first hate sprung my first love. There's a certain kind of love which is compensatory from hate. In other words, there's a guilt for hating, and therefore you try to be the best kind of love you can be to a man or someone, hoping that that man would love you back and take away your reason for hating. However, you either become weak for that love and then she becomes dominant, or you become a tyrant, you know, for love. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So therefore the hate grows. The hate never goes away because she unconsciously replicates the problem of her childhood in you. So if you accept that, her love on face value, you're actually encouraging her to be more phony. And then deep down inside, she will hate you for the trick she's played on you. That's what people do when people look for approval to get people to love them to overcome the hate they had for their parents.
Oh, if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.